This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello there, Rotatoes. It's Friday, and I've decided I'm going to keep this short and sweet and say, hey, go ahead and check out the Patreon, maybe check out some merchandise, maybe leave us a review, whatever you want to do. Anyway, take it away, pass me. Told you I'd keep it brief. Last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, our crew entered the Midnight Sequence itself, as they were immediately accosted by memories and people from their past, a sort of weird trial it seemed the Midnight Sequence was trying to put them through to slow their progress. But the heroes eventually came through with the help of Civisal Diva Nostra and, of course, Alfonso Percival Maximus Binitar, Orne Cotton vis Talbot Waterfront the Fifth. Also a denizen, a artist from Civisal's home. And he helped them with some inventions that he had made to get out of their memory hold stupor. It is then that they learnt some more about this strange plane they found themselves in, a little bit more about its original intention, and the fact that it seemed to hold limitless potential if only you knew how to harness it. Turbine had a small breakdown, trying to wrap his head around this world filled with ambient creativity, whilst Jin just really got hung up on banana stuff, and that's kind of where we are now.
Are we, hang on. Is this a new episode?
This is continuing the last episode.
Okay. It's like waiting for us to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, no.
The thing that just happened was that we met Alfonso. We learned about the where to go. We're kind of resting in his place.
Okay. We're at his place right now.
Jen just sits in the corner drinking a Gatorade.
Jen's like a Gatorade factory, just like manifesting them and downing them.
You can only do that so many times. You really kind of...
But it's digital. There's no calories.
It's always banana flavor, isn't it, huh?
It's tough.
If you're quenched in the Midnight Sequence, are you quenched in real life too?
Jen just stares at frightened. Oh, look, guys, I just want to be clear about something. I feel like I've been kind of dancing around it. I have been taking a lot of my cues from you guys in this world. And I just want to say, like, I'm in it to win it. I'm here to get this done. And I don't know if you guys know or care what we're doing here. But
I don't know, but I care deeply.
And I care, but I don't really know what's going on.
I'm just going to be honest. I was just thinking about it. And was it earlier today that we were running?
Yeah, I mean, this has been a wild
day. This has been one day.
Yes, I don't know how many days I have left. I'm just enjoying the freedom I have while it lasts. And if I can create some masterpieces and rile up the general public while that happens, then by the muses, that's what I'll do.
Amen. I'm still kind of getting used to the fact that he's got a different body now.
Hours into knowing him.
God, yeah. This is how I am meant to be!
This feels like when you're like traveling through the airport with the same group of people.
Yeah, I guess we're all going to the same place.
We all got mad at the same restaurant that was like hour-long wait for no reason.
And we definitely all said, see ya. And then you're like, meet back up at the gate. Like, hey. Are you on the plane? Yeah, okay.
Whoa, you're also going to Disneyland. Okay.
Oh, cool. I guess I'll see you there, too.
Seat 34? I'm seat 35.
Good. Can't get away. There you are.
Cool.
Are you following me?
Hey. I guess I gotta choose to either commit to keep talking to you or put up a wall now.
Yeah. Look, I feel like we haven't known each other long, but I consider you lifelong friends.
Indeed. Vacation friends that have become lifelong friends.
Yeah. The semi-nude Alfonso walks back into the room like... Well, yes, I would agree. Just good old
All
friends.
All four of us are equally good friends.
Wow, that's a real honor for me. I feel like I kind of just came into this group, and to be considered amongst you as friends, nay, companions, is an honor I will, take to my
Will it take it to my grave? I've already had one. So yeah. I don't know if it...
Yeah, when you say lifelong friends, in a way that's a very real observation.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Well, just like, cause I guess we didn't really die, but we're sort of inhabiting a dead space.
Mm. Yes, yes. Well,
yes.
Is Mop and your woodpecker here?
No, I think they're out there.
Them. Okay, great, good. Just checking.
Sorry, there's a mop and a woodpecker?
Mop is a robot. Does that clarify things?
Absolutely not. But I'm
an automaton.
I'm happy to not follow up any questions.
The woodpecker's a book. Does that clarify things?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Why didn't you lead with that? Obviously, that makes a ton of sense.
Well, I'm glad.
How far away is the, like, what's the deal with the rhythm on this side?
Oh, it's very far away.
Very
yes.
far.
Yes, yes, it's very far away.
And is it the same, like, same-sized obsidian cube thing? Is it, like, is it just existing in this void, like, space, or is it guarded by stuff? What's the deal with the...
I know it's... I've been sort of in and around the center. I haven't sort of actually seen this thing before, but I've had no people that seen this thing. And I from the descriptions, though, it sounds very similar to the thing that you managed to paint so eloquently in the air with your radiant creativity.
Indeed, it's ebullient.
Let's not call it...
Yeah.
But call it more of like a technical diagram.
The flourishes,
technically,
though.
A beautiful creative.
Friend Turbine, the flourishes there. I saw them.
I know.
I want a piece of your technical diagram in my home. You know?
Oh, yes. I would definitely take a
Indeed,
a piece.
Yes. If we could frame that, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, it's some distance away and we'll be heavily guarded. Hence my sort of suggestion that perhaps we of the bit that sequence could aid you if you sort of promise to take care of the ones there who drag us into the center and sort of, you know, put us into robot bodies and enslave us. And, yes. You know, if you could take care of that.
Sure, yeah,
I think exactly. The people would be more than willing to use the creativity in the air to fight back and you know, help vanquish these bastards once and for all.
Yes. What can you tell us about the guardians who are keeping watch over this priceless relic?
Well, it depends. Sometimes the sequence will can take over those that are memory hold, sort of bring them, you know, to heal, as it were. But there are a few variations of things that I've seen wandering these wastes and. Occasionally, there's a larger creature, sort of big gnashy teeth and things like that, but pretty rare.
Beasties.
Yes, I think, but that feels like more of a, that those are there by mistake, you know, sort of one like fell through, you know, like a motor killed one of them and then sort of funneled, accidentally followed a sort of giant monster thing and, you know, doesn't feel like that's the intended plan.
Sure, like a spider that got flushed down the toilet.
Yes, 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 precisely, yes, 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 yes.
And... This is a question from Turbine, but also from Mike.
Double question.
Jasper and the DM will answer.
Yes, great.
Oh, Alfonso, sorry. Well,
I'll start with the question just from me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I.
Who is me? Sorry.
Me is Mike Trapp right
yes.
now. 3 years ago, we played Arc 1. And I encountered Barnabas, but Barnabas was also not really Barnabas. Barnabas, and I truly can't remember what my feelings towards Barnabas are. Whether this was someone who betrayed me, someone I was aligned with. Like I remember because it was not actually Barnabas. It was Tradix or something. It was someone
Tradix was pretending to
be
at
Barnabas.
At the bottom of this level was at one of the bubbles or. He was one of the Barnabas guys.
Okay.
And he was a bad guy. And
he was a bad guy. But the person pretending to be Barnabas was a good guy.
Yeah, he was fine.
But just because you've brought up Barnabas, it's like, I can't remember whether I like Barnabas or not. I can't remember what my feelings towards this.
I think you would realize that is a bad guy.
That's okay.
And though he made the obelisk, as far as you know, like, he would be considered an evil person.
Okay, great. Good. Okay. We don't have to include all that, but yes. I was like, yeah. There were so many double crosses. I was like, is Barnabas good?
This, yes. You don't remember all the double crosses from three years ago?
This is me trying to read Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
Oh, I'm caught up.
We'll talk later.
Yes, so just so that you know, because there was, yes, bubbles,
was the with the tin Barnabas, yeah. And I think that was the bad one, yeah. If I'm correct. And then there was Barnabas Gilfen, who turned out to actually be Traddix, who gave you the clockwork.
But they were both Barnabas.
But they were both like, yes.
Barnabai.
Yes.
But one was good, one was bad.
But one was good, one was bad, yes. Okay. And you have heard reference now to local leaders being referred to as Barnabas.
Barnabas.
Or Barnabai.
Barnabai. So there are now multiple Barnabai who are running this space that we're in right now. Mm-hmm.
Would seem that way, yeah.
Would seem that way. And I would be displeased with that.
I think you would know
that their motives aren't good.
Aren't good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. No.
Especially coupled with all these robots taking over the world.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Indeed. During all of this, Vissel has been crafting an ice sculpture of us four, enjoying some frosty glasses of banana daiquiri Gatorade. And you do see that the banana daiquiri Gatorade is pouring out of their mouths in sort of an ice luge shape. So I
just see Alfonso just like a big kind of sort of long tongue comes out of the beak.
It's too long.
I'm trying to think of a different flavor and I can't. It's incredible. It's like someone just said banana a bunch to me and that's all.
I wish everything was banana flavors.
It's like one of those drinking bird toys. Rocking back and forth. This is good for the mic, right?
When I
rock back and forth like a bird and move in and out away from the microphone.
So good.
the beak of a pelican, but the tongue of a finch.
So, how are we feeling? This is a lot, and we should probably get going. I have gathered everyone outside.
Great!
Oh you did? Okay.
Yes,
I can think of no one more suited to inspiring these individuals
than the three of us.
I was going to say that specifically, Sir Vissel Divinos, a man whose mere words are art. who inspires those do great deeds.
Well, yes. My friends, I could never do it alone. You must stand by my side.
I can intro you?
That would be
Does
fantastic.
That feel good?
Can you gas me up?
I'll be like a politician's wife when he's apologizing. I'll just sort of stand behind you and sort of like
show
nod. Yes.
Yes.
I'll nod agreeably. Okay. Like, I am here as well.
Yes.
But
I think of a sign that you could be holding in the background. roll for a sign that says,
free your minds.
Yeah.
I'm with Sir Vissel Divin.
Free your minds with Sir Vissel.
Eighteen on the die.
Hey, nice. Okay,
hand painted sign.
And I think as well for you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the kind of essentially the way the manifestation works is that you're sort of kind of pulling from an already existing sort of well of power within yourself, and then combining that with what this suit is giving you. So, would that be religious?
A religion.
Whenever
check.
You do those checks, you can add religion to yours. And I think probably we'll say performance or persuasion for Sir Vissel Divinostra. When you're manifesting, and then probably Arcana, something like that.
If I add my religion, 18 becomes 17.
why is it bad?
I'm just not very good at it, despite my calling into this realm.
Okay.
You fall asleep in church, but you do go.
I went.
It counts.
You do flawlessly summon the sign. Then you sort of like go to make a last minute tweak and make it somehow worse. And you're like,
you spelled Vissel.
Perfect.
Three L's in Vissel, right?
Yeah.
As many as you want, really.
I think
this is three your mind.
Okay, let's just get out there.
Just the number three, your mind.
Three, your mind. Three,
your holding mind. The sign way above my head. Like, maybe someone can see it.
Three, your mind. Life, death, and a third state in between. Three separate minds united for this cause.
I think we're feeling hot. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to pump this crowd up.
We've got the fever, folks.
Jin, as you like kick open the door,
yeah.
Well, you see that Alfonso has reshaped the space that you were in, and actually you kick open the door and you're now on like a balcony with like a little thing around it, overlooking a huge kind of crowd of people. There's like, you know, probably like 2,000 to 3,000 sort of people stood there just sort of looking up at you. There's a general feeling of like, what's happening? Like, what are we doing here? Kind of, that people seem a bit confused.
We're a little lacking energy. I'm just gonna raise my
hand. We maybe should have drawn these the bigger letters. I don't know if everyone can read.
I'll get it.
You kind of feel like you're the supporting act to like a larger artist that is due on stage at some point, and they're sort of like, they're just kind of here because they got cheaper drinks if they came early.
How's everyone in the Midnight Sequence doing?
Yeah,
we're. Midnight Sequence Souls ad.
Woo! One guy at the back. Woo!
That guy. That
Can
guy knows.
Can we floss? You guys want to floss?
Start. Yeah. Flossing. One guy at the back is just flossing, and I've got like two people next to him just like start like.
Can I do a persuasion check to try to get them to floss?
Yeah, like, of course. Yeah,
can
yeah.
I
sure.
Do a performance check for my flossing.
It turned out
that's
Alfonso.
A 10
total.
I'm not seeing much movement.
I got a 21 on my performance check for flossing.
Okay, so there's a flawless floss going on behind you. Weirdly better than Jin's floss. Sort of like taking it and perfecting
it. Guys, I wish you could see me on the rail. There's this little guy just absolutely killing and flossing.
This is going so well.
You're like ready to three their mind.
Everyone's so confused.
Everyone's like, three your mind?
Did he say three or
did he say three? Did he say, I don't know.
I'm saying three.
What do you want?
I'm just here to pump up the crowd, get you fired up, and introduce you.
I don't think you're supposed to tell us that you're here to pump us up. You're just supposed to do it.
Okay. No
Listen,
taken.
This is, we're getting the recording live. Your laughs are going to be on the recording. So we want you laughing big. We want you laughing loud.
Lots of smiles, please. All right, everybody.
Okay.
You're all pumped up. I can tell. But let's get it going.
I feel worse than before when we started and you hadn't come out.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I do.
Get that guy out of here.
Ah!
Listen up. You're fired up. You're all ready for the main act of this three-person speech. You know him. You love him. He's the artist formerly known as Sir Vissel. Devin Ostra.
It's on the sign.
Oh, God. Here we go.
What's he known as now?
Still that. Give it up for Sir Devin Ostra.
Good evening.
Oh, did I fuck up?
No, you're good. That was great.
That was beautifully avant-garde. You put them in a state of sheer panic and confusion.
I'm out of breath.
And now I will guide them towards the truth.
They're expecting you. Go, get out of there.
Good evening, Midnight Sequence.
Well, at least we can hear this guy. Damn.
Can I imagine an applause sign?
Sure. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Just a D20.
Yeah, just D20 and add to
Oh, D10. Right. There's a 10.
10, perfect, yeah. It's a really basic sign. Like, really, really, really basic.
Can I imagine, like, a giant, ornate, golden microphone?
Of course.
Like, the size of a staff. Like, Gandalf's staff if it had a microphone at the end
of
it.
Oh, nice. And you walk out and kind of adjust it
up. To height.
Yeah.
So I, like, have that in my hand. I, like, rush out on stage. I'm wearing a glittering, sequined apron now.
Amazing. Roll me a performance check. This is for the manifest. Station sure. To see how well you can imagine these things. It's pretty good.
Very strong thong. It's going to be a very strong thong.
That's going to be a 19 performance?
Absolutely incredible. I'm imagining this sequin is like it's like something out of like the Hunger Games where it sort of tapers off but it sort of still seems to glitter. You know what I mean? It's like somehow like made of pure sparkles.
It's an apron but it's got like but it's got like tails, like a tailcoat, but in the front.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. You're and now like, seeing Sir Vissel Devin Ostra from behind for the first time. The camera is refusing to pan round, but you guys can
Sheesh,
see it.
We got the show.
So we're kind of getting your reaction shots in the wide.
And
right
I'm
now.
Like pacing the stage, like twisting back and forth, but like I'm spinning so fast and the sequins are so bright that nobody's catching the thongs.
It's like sure,
it's like a burlesque fan dance. Like, I keep thinking I'm gonna catch a glimpse, but he can spin so fast. I don't see
that. That same one guy's like, I didn't
think I could be any more confused.
Get him out of here.
Folks, my friends have told you that we must three your minds, and they are absolutely correct. You have existed in life, you have existed in death, but there lies something in between. A fire. You feel it burning. A third color on the palette of your heart. You must reach for that color. You've always known it, but now your eyes can see it, for your eyes can glimpse the truth. Grab that color, affix it to your brush, and paint yourselves a new life, a new reality. You can build it. You have the potential. You have the truth within you. We must free our minds!
Yeah. Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
This is like when Tony Robbins talks and no one knows what he's saying, but they're inspired.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to use my bouncy dice for this one.
Oh, no.
Jasper
oh,
got me yeah. some big bouncy dice.
Yeah. Please lock everything down.
It's a dice that's literally a bouncy ball.
It's literally a bouncy ball. Oh, my. Decent. Okay, good.
17. This one's so that's going to be an 18 plus
persuasion.
7. So that becomes 25.
25. Mm-hmm. You look down as people are kind of like throughout the speech are sort of slowly. I think you can get like you especially watching are kind of like, we have no idea what he's talking about. The audience is like definitely not following along, but slowly just getting more and more enraptured as he's getting louder. They're just like, okay,
I understand less, but he's more confident.
Exactly,
makes me think even more. I should just be I should be listening harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I switch into like keynote mode. Mm-hmm. Like a big screen appears behind me, and I start explaining the plan. Mm-hmm. It's like, we will rush towards the gate. With our numbers, we can overpower them. We need your
help. They can't arrest us all.
They can't arrest you because you don't really exist.
I hope I don't get arrested.
Remember.
I hope it's not me that gets arrested.
How can they arrest an idea? For that is what you are in here. You are the third mind. You are potential. And when our potentials unite, we can overcome any obstacle. We can rush the gate, and you can find your way to where you are meant to be in this galaxy, in this world beyond worlds.
You see that they all reach down and sort of draw up. They all manifested a paintbrush, and they paint a three in the air, and so there's just all these glowing threes.
Turbine.
What? Just remind me, what is the three?
You meant to say free your mind, and there was a typo. It just kind of got away from us. So
great.
I think it's just like a. I think
I did this?
Yeah.
That is the beauty of Servisal Diva Nostra. He takes a mistake and makes it beautiful.
There are no mistakes.
Alfonso is weeping right now, like absolutely beside himself. He understood everything and was like, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And he just kisses you square on the lips. My God, man.
Wow. It's a sharp beak.
Yeah.
I turned to Alfonso. I was like, just hearing him talk, one thing I want to clarify. When we get to the rhythm, are we... Because we put the algo in it on the other side, and that seemed to be bad. Are we trying to do that on this side too, or is there something else we're supposed to be doing with the rhythm?
I assumed you just... What you needed to do was get back to your body so that you could get the algo out of there. Take the extra piece with you.
Maybe get some pods hooked up to that. To that rhythm when we get there, because we got pods to get in here. I mean, we just need pods to get out.
We'll have to check it out when we get there. Maybe there's something.
I mean, it's sort of like an endless sort of sucking vacuum space.
So it's like a black hole.
I think
that
you'll be okay to just sort of I think you'll just sort of get in there.
Okay, it's a big hole.
Yeah,
it's great.
Big old hole.
Vissla's doing crowd work now. You there? Where are you from?
Hey, I'm from I'm from a place just out south of the Kiptide Mountains. It's called Trestle.
Get Trestle! Yeah. Oh, we got a Trestleite in here. I bet you like salad, don't you?
Oh my God, I love salad. That's so glad you know.
Really feeling himself. Oh, he's just doing crowd work.
That's all we eat. It's crazy. We're all in such good shape.
Oh, you must go on so many dates with your partner there and just eat nothing but salad. The waiter
so
just
true.
Comes
I
to
do.
The table.
Oh my God, me and my husband love it so much.
Two big salads for you folks. Nothing else.
No, we just get one fucking big bowl of salad.
Can you believe this? No, I'm kidding. I love Trestleites.
this is good though, because we can share this as like a promotional thing, and it doesn't like eat into his actual speeches. So we can keep using those speeches like for live shows, but like this can just be like a promotional
this is
tool.
Promotional. Yeah. I also think that that person's partner is just not into the show in the way that they are.
Yeah.
It is at this point that Alfonso says to you, "Okay, so if we have them on side, what we will need is some way of transporting you to the." Is there a face?
There's a three on the coffee mug.
There's a. Oh my god, Lord! It's Inception.
The signs are everywhere.
It's Inception.
It's Inception. Inception.
Wow!
Do you want credit?
I'm getting so excited. Kind of feels like that was on purpose. Yeah. Really appreciate the hustle, guys.
Yeah, this I guess in a way we are sort of like living inside a dream.
So sweet, Lord.
Vizsla started playing all of Tenet on the screen now.
Everyone like just looks confused.
Honestly, after the last what we just heard, this is less confusing.
Let's get him
and just, brushes in and the just to be clear, right now we are living inside a sort of mind space. And time is moving differently in the world where our sleeping bodies are, if you will.
Okay, listen. This is a statement for Mike Trapp. Okay, yeah, I never mentioned time moving differently. Okay,
that's not true. When we,
did I not?
When oh, shit, when did I say we, when we got into the obelisk, uh-huh? You said. Everyone's
oh, okay, down. But you didn't know whether that was like a status effect on them or the happening to the world
that's
around.
True. Yeah,
them.
I'm just saying here, maybe. Is...
Yeah, I think it's we need an architect. We need
I manifest a little top and I spin it.
Marvelous.
I'm gonna walk away before it resolves.
Yeah. But it's fine because Joseph Gordon-Levitt is there and he's looking at it real intensely. Okay, so Alphonse, the last things we need is that you have to manifest some sort of way of getting there. If I plug you into the machine, it'll give you a little bit of extra juice. If you would like to imagine some steed or something for yourself, in
I
order
know
to...
just the thing. I'm
slightly nervous.
What could it be?
I'm slightly excited.
It's like imagine, if you will, a kind of hippie robot man who could turn into a van.
Okay.
But now imagine he can move much faster than a van, because that seems more efficient. And I go on to describe a like hot rod version of mop.
Yeah. Yes.
Mop rod.
A mop rod.
Mop rod's so good.
A moped.
What is? What does a moped sound like? As it manifests itself.
Listen to that baby purr.
What does it sound like? Yoshi. It sounds like Yoshi.
Yeah, it's a cross between like an engine rumbling and just mops like weird.
It does sound like a baby purr.
Yeah. Oh man, that thing's got.
What has it got?
It's got.
Please describe, please.
I mean, it's got flames on the side. It's got like 30. I don't. I realize I have no idea what's a good horsepower, but it's got a lot of them.
Wow. I'm going to, as I try to think of something, I don't think Jan is super into technology overall, but was like trying to think of a horse thing, but he keeps looking at Mop. And he's like gonna do like a red version of that.
should I roll for my mop?
Yes, we're gonna do that. Maybe if you describe Savissal what you imagine, then we'll get everyone to roll to see how successful.
Great,
they are.
Well, Savissal imagines he needs to take all of these souls with him. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of something that I can only describe as the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Battle Parade.
So Vissel's doing his own very artistic version of Mad Max right now, like with the dude with the guitar. I'm just imagining Vissel just hanging from the top of this like huge, huge float. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm playing some big ass drums.
Kind of makes me upset that he's not a ball anymore. Because it's like him just hanging off of this pole and just like
got a Hardy's hood ornament.
Yeah, literally.
I do think that like a floating Garfield is above me as well. Mm-hmm. There's like, but they're all like decked out in like battle gear and paint. It's just like float after float after. laughter float.
Who's this coming around the corner? Why, it's every child's favorite character. It's Sir Vissel Divinostra with his patented strong thong. Yes. We love seeing him with his paintbrush, painting the world and creating...
There's just like a random... That same guy who was heckling earlier has climbed up onto the balcony, has now got the golden mic and is now doing that narration. There's... As you're coming out in the different
the
cars.
No matter how we try, we'll never see it.
Turning into a weird version of Catch the Pigeon.
Yeah.
Cool. If everyone would like to go ahead and roll then for your steeds.
That is a nat 20 plus four for me.
Ooh. Damn. Okay.
Two.
Is that a minus one or is that already minus
three
one?
Minus
three
one,
minus one. Marvelous. Okay.
That's just a nine. So I'm going to use my inspiration.
Ah, yes. Very good. Very, very good.
Boing, 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 boing.
Okay. Huh? Still not great, but that's a 13.
13. Okay. So we'll start with Yusuf Issel. As you try to imagine these floats, you manage to get like one really decent float.
Oh, no.
And then there's like a connecting thing that would connect to the second float. And you see that like half of that float has like manifested, but like it doesn't have any back wheels and it's just kind of dragging along the ground. And it's like you just kind of got halfway through and then lost a bit of concentration as everyone was like, whoa. And you were like, yeah, it's cool. Oh, shit. Oh, and you just kind of lost it a little bit.
Okay. Some people might need to take Uber or Lyft.
And then I think
it's everyone's favorite orange cat, Heathcliff. That's what we got. Everyone loves Heathcliff, okay. Right?
That's horrific. Their favorite one and the one they remember the most.
Is there a cat called Heathcliff?
There is. Yeah. There's a cartoon cat Heathcliff that is an orange cat.
What an
completely
awful...
different. Like game,
yeah.
Stuff. Not
well,
very
yeah.
Dark.
Wow. The game is there, is
and not
game.
At all like Wuthering Heights. Either.
Yeah, I was gonna say what a weird slow reference to make. I think with a natural 20, you like literally make some sort of like flame spitting like hot rod version of Mark. And I think as you're suddenly Zoidberg's here, Zoidberg's on the hood.
The box says no.
As this is happening, Jin, you're looking over so jealously, like, yeah, okay,
come
I'm
on,
get, I'm gonna get
it.
Me in and all of that.
I'll do one of these.
And
too.
I think you basically make a kid's toy version. So like you can just about sit in it.
It's like a power
and, like,
wheels.
Yeah, yeah. And like the steering wheel is like very like you have to use like an index finger and thumb to steer. And it still goes alarmingly fast. You know, it's like,
it's just
like you're really holding on kind of thing. But
plastic
like
wheels are there's no shocks on this bad boy.
Yeah, yeah. And you're getting absolutely feeling every single bump. So as everyone's kind of getting ready to ride, you see that mostly everyone else has gone for some version of a cool horse, you know, like a flaming horse or, you know, one made of pure light or something like that. Occasionally someone's taken it too far and it's like a weird seahorse looking thing with legs and it's like just looks slightly uncomfortable. And you're sort of looking down the line as you sort of three are at the front here, and you see that like from the center you can kind of now see that there is something like emerging. I imagine that there's now like you see three kind of figures kind of ride forward kind of away from what appears to be a sort of huge army, though you can't really see like what
a sort of parlay situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay.
I drive a battle standard.
Yeah, you absolutely manifest a battle standard. What's it on it?
I'm going to do one that says, through your mind, and I rolled a three.
I mean, that's actually exactly what you needed. Yeah. In this world, that's the math. You know,
it's the difference away from three.
Exactly.
It's basically your hand-drawn sign, but it's now waving perfectly.
Wow.
It's just like as if there's air in this space.
Yeah,
it's like now
that.
Rippling.
We all make the sign of the three upon our forehead.
Amazing. Yeah, you ride forward with the sign of the three. You three go to, I'm assuming, do you go to meet this sort of, and like, you know, sort of meet greeting party sort of
thing. Yeah, sort of like actually, Zach, if you give me the sound of my mop engine changing gears as I'm like,
hold up.
And then sort of like, you know, sort of skid out to like where everyone else is like, you know, roll the window down.
I absolutely love the idea that when you accidentally like stick the shift a little bit, he goes, oh, hold on,
the clutch, shit.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely incredible. So you, as you ride out to meet these three, you see that there are three people that look exactly the same. You see that they are sort of relatively tall. They appear to be floating, and they all have these kind of like shiny kind of like golden helms on, which sort of leave a trail behind them. And they sort of float in this sort of very kind of awkward way where like their legs kind of just legs and arms sort of dangle. They just sort of move through the space. And they all talk with perfect unison. You see that like they basically give like a bit of like a seer kind of vibe or whatever. And they say, "We are the Barnabas Council. You have amassed a group. You should surrender now, and we will all be able to leave this place with our minds intact."
Adult triplets. Troubling.
I've met these guys before. They suck.
What was that? I heard something.
I killed a couple Barnabis in my day.
Impossible. Us Barnabi are impossible to kill.
They're just copying each other. There's nothing creative about this. They're just...
No, we're speaking in perfect unison.
That's not that impressive.
We can do it, too. Need... Watch this.
Okay.
Yes, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's see it.
Set. Go. We are here to vanquish everyone who stands in the path of...
Our true purpose.
Take that. Three, your mind.
You see that...
Inspiration,
the,
please.
You see that... For asking that at one point, I'm just gonna randomly make you roll with disadvantage.
No! But fair.
Oh my god! You see that a third eye on each of the Barnabases open up and starts twitching. Like it's like, what's happening?
We've taken your skill and we've improved upon it.
Yeah. We said that at the same time.
Yeah.
We've taken your skill and you've improved upon it.
And this time...
Manifest three mouths to, like, speak with him.
I mean, it is kind of Turbine's whole thing. It's just, like, taking things he sees and going, like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
So you will not surrender and the Barnabai will have to slay you all.
The Barnabai shall have to die. That's what I have to say.
Barnadai.
That was actually quite impressive. You all jumped on that really, really quickly. We could learn a thing or two from you. Anyway, prepare to die.
That is better taste.
Pivot round and start to float away.
I think that went well. I think that went really well.
That went awesome. We should really start an a cappella group.
And you hear a brrrr.
Beep, beep.
Hey, we're super serious, guys. Please. This is a big scale, terrifying war. You guys might die.
Gosh, I'm nervous.
Please take this slightly more seriously.
I'm being serious.
It doesn't feel like you are. It feels like you're mocking us. Okay, bye.
Rhythm is gonna get
you. Rhythm's gonna get you, or we're gonna get the rhythm.
Okay, so here is how this is going to work, basically. You are all going to charge into this melee, assuming that you're going to try and head towards this, at the center of this place.
Mm-hmm.
When you kind of meet with the opposing army, you will basically roll to do an attack, whatever attack you choose to do. However, it will be any hit point that you do will basically kill one of their, like, you know, troops. So you're kind of going for maximum damage, but we'll kind of reflavor it in a way that you're attacking multiple dudes at the same time.
Sick, love that.
We're attacking a bunch of one hit point little
basically, like,
things,
little dudes. But here's the thing. If you miss an attack, then that's when they will attack back. So if you miss your attack, they will basically then get, like, effectively, like, an opportunity attack and try and, like, swarm on you and whatever.
Cool.
And then each round there'll be some sort of thing. With the in terms of, like, controlling your new steed as well, it will be much easier for you, Turbine. It will be kind of okay for you, and it'll be pretty hard at times for Eugen, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So
why is that?
I don't think I need to, but sure,
can I ask you about an item that I have?
Oh yeah, please.
I remember I got that battle axe at the end of that fight.
Oh yeah,
and I wasn't sure what the stats for that were, if I wanted to try to, like, add something like that to my inventory.
That is so true. Do you want to add a... Why don't you add a plus one battle axe?
And you said that we had, like, the equivalent of a long rest?
Yes. Yeah, you've had the equivalent of a long rest, so make sure that's marked off. Yes, you hear this like droning, like brrrr sound out as this kind of whatever this kind of army is made up of does seem very uniform in its appearance. It starts to kind of like march forward towards you. And you now see from behind you, obviously, all of your like crew and everything. It's at this point that you do, however, hear a little bit of commotion. It's seemingly like from the back, as some of the of those people that were like lying on the ground, kind of all glazed eyes, now stand up, and you see their kind of like face begin to like kind of like go like, almost like blurry and fuzzy for a second, and as it comes, as it kind of corrects itself, you see that instead of this like whatever person was there before, now stands this tabaxi with like jet black fur, and it has like those like black leopard spots, like really faintly you can see in them, and as it shifts into this kind of like sort of quite imposing looking kind of leopard, all of them turn into the same like leopard looking tabaxi, kind of looks towards you all and says, "I've let this circus go on for too long."
What?
And he starts basically running and is now attacking your army from behind as well.
Okay.
And I'm going to get everyone to go ahead and roll me initiative, please.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rotators. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. I have been Jasper William Cartwright, your GM. This has also starred Zach Oyama, Mike Trapp, and Caldwell Tanner. If you've enjoyed this arc and you'd like to give us a review, it'll help us find new Rotatos. And of course, if you would like ad-free listening, episodes in their full and glorious form, plus a bunch of extra bonus content like ArcBox, then you can go ahead and check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon, link in the description below. And as always, thank you so much for being here, you legends!